This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know when you're at a party and someone casually drops a travel finance tip that makes you rethink every trip you've ever booked? That's the energy Smart Travel brings. Except it's backed by serious research and delivered in a way that's actually fun to listen to. They cover topics like which flight deals are actually deals and which are just clickbait, how to get value from your points instead of settling for that tiny reward at checkout, and the smartest ways to book flights without laying that exhausting game of guess the cheapest day. If you care about traveling well and not overspending to do it, this is a show you'll want in your rotation. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Boldly Go Travels. You're about to hear the audio from one of our recent YouTube videos. For the full experience with drone footage, hotel walkthroughs, and all the visuals from our adventures, head to the Boldly Go Travels YouTube channel or just click the link directly to the video in the description. Enjoy the show. We stayed at one of Tulum's only adults-only all-inclusive resorts and paid zero out of pocket to do so. And no, it's not because they sponsored this video, which they didn't. Here's why this stay is absolutely worth it, even if you're paying the full cash price. And later in the video, I'll explain how we booked and stayed here for $0. We've stayed at close to a dozen Secrets resorts, and as Hyatt Globalist, which is the highest public elite level you can be, and this is a Hyatt-aligned property, our expectations were high going in. Secrets of Tulum is an adults-only, all-inclusive jungle resort with a separate beach club. It's one of the only true adults-only, all-inclusive options actually in Tulum, not 30 minutes up the coast being marketed as Tulum area. In this video, we're going to break down the design, the pools, the beach club, service, and value so you know exactly who should book this and whether it's worth it for you. And even if you forget something basic like sunscreen, medication, or toiletries, there's a super cheap way to replace it without paying resort gift shop prices that I'll share as well. If you're new here, I'm DeAndre, a Forbes-recognized financial advisor, and along with my wife, Taryn, we share luxury hotel reviews, destination tips, and strategies to help you travel better for less. If that sounds like your vibe, well then hit subscribe, because at the end, I'll walk you through exactly how we booked this stay for almost free. So let's start with what you probably saw first, which was the design and the layout. From the air, Secrets Tulum looks wild, but in a good way. The whole resort is made up of these circular, cenote-inspired buildings wrapped in the jungle, with pools snaking through the middle. On the ground, it feels like you're walking into a modern ruin that's been taken over by vines and water. As soon as you pull up to the lobby, you see its boho luxury Tulum aesthetic. Raw concrete, curved lines, hanging plants, neutral tones. You're gonna be obsessed. They really leaned into the cenote theme. Almost every courtyard has water, every path is framed by greenery, and most viewpoints give you that jungle lagoon shot for your feet. But here's where the vibe and the practicality don't always line up. The resort is basically a ring of buildings around a central pool complex. It looks stunning from above, but in real life, getting you from your room to, say, Portofino for dinner can feel like a mini expedition, especially at night. There are ramps, stairs, curved walkways, and not every route is obvious. Even after a few days, you may struggle on how to best get back to the lobby. As globalists, we were upgraded into a preferred club junior suite with a swim-up pool facing the preferred club private pool, and we lucked out with a corner unit. That corner location matters, because with a shared swim out, it's easy to feel like people can just drift past your space, but on the corner, we had noticeably more privacy and it felt more like our zone than the middle units. Design-wise, the room is beautiful, We're talking lots of warm wood, stone, indirect lighting, and that big sliding door that opens straight out to the water and the greenery. It kind of feels like our own little private jungle cocoon. The trade-off is that jungle cocoon also means bugs and humidity, and a darker aesthetic overall. The property is built right into the mangroves, so you absolutely need mosquito spray if you're sitting on your terrace at night or walking around the ground floor paths. The resort provides some, but bring the good stuff yourself. Inside, the cave-like bathroom and closet lighting leads into that cenote vibe, which looks cool, but isn't ideal if you're going to do makeup, according to my wife at least, or really want that bright, natural light to get ready. Inside the room, the layout is excellent, with the bed facing the pool, a large bathroom with double sinks and a big shower, plus a nice dressing area. The one thing we noticed that was different from other Secrets properties we've stayed at was there was no indoor soaking tub. Not a deal breaker at all, but if that's something to keep in mind if that's really important to you. But more on the room in a little bit. Functionality though, the whole resort can feel a little bit segmented. Because everything is broken into circles and pockets, you don't always get that big open resort hub feeling. That's great if you want your hidden corners and quiet spots. It's less great if you want to people watch, find friends easily, or bounce quickly between bar, pool, and activity. Accessibility is another thing to think about as well. If you do have mobility issues, the layout might be a real downside. Distances aren't huge, but you're dealing with uneven paths, some confusing elevator locations, and multiple levels. To be clear, there are elevators in all the buildings, but they may be fairly out of the way of where you're trying to go. Overall, design and vibes are a huge win if you prioritize aesthetics and that immersive jungle feel. If you need simple, compact, and super easy to navigate, this place leans more into beautiful maze than efficient rectangle. Now let's get back to the room and start with the check-in process. As globalists, we were checked into the hotel in the Preferred Club Lounge, a smaller area with a separate bar full of top shelf drinks, areas to relax, and specialized guest services. They did have someone who spent about 5 minutes explaining to us their Hyatt Vacation Club timeshare pitch breakfast, where if you take 2 to 3 hours of your time, you can basically get 3 nights plus perks towards another future stay. We politely declined, and there really wasn't any sort of hard push beyond that. Now, while enjoying some drinks in the Preferred Club, we waited for our concierge Enrique, who grabbed some of our things and showed us to our room while giving us a tour along the way. Now back to the room. Room-wise, storage is solid. There are enough USBs and outlets by the bed, and the mini bar is restocked daily with sodas, waters, beers, and a couple of snacks. Soundproofing was decent. We could hear people outside in their swimouts if they were loud, but we didn't hear much noise at all. The swimout itself is nice, but may or may not be your style. If you're the type that wants to be by yourself in privacy, away from the action, it can be great. Our corner unit helped a lot with that. Being on the end meant fewer people drifting by and felt more secluded than the middle swimouts. But if you're never in the room and you love being at the swim up bar and make friends, it may not be worth it for you. The shared swim out here is great for lounging with a drink, but it's not private. So you can hear conversations, and if your neighbors are out there too, it's more like a communal moat than your own plunge pool. On our stay, the water was also surprisingly warm on days 2 and 3, like almost hot tub warm, which was unexpected, but actually kind of nice given that there aren't really any jacuzzis anywhere on the property that we found. So if budget is tight, I would not pay a big premium for the swim out. Put that money instead into upgrading to a standard Preferred Club room instead, or save it for an excursion. Now the pools themselves are where Secrets Tulum shines day to day. You've got big pools with those winding waterways where you can literally float from one pocket to another. And that's the main social heart of the resort. The main pool has activities like aqua aerobics and volleyball. Just know that there's no swim-up bar there or really anywhere else in the resort that we found. The Preferred Club has its own pools that are quieter, a little more zen. Those are perfect if you want to read, work remotely, or just escape the party vibe without hiding in your room. But honestly, it really wasn't hard at all to find a quiet place to relax. The rooftop pools now are underrated. You get jungle views, more breeze, and usually fewer people. But this is also where they run a legit foam party on certain days. Typically, I think Thursdays and Saturdays from like 3 to 5 p.m. It's a full spring break level scene with a DJ, loud music, live entertainment, tons of foam, and servers weaving through the crowd, making fresh drinks in the pool. It feels way more high energy than what you would normally expect from the usually low-key, romantic Secrets brand. So if you've stayed at other Secrets properties before, just know that this one does have a livelier side. Now, the elephant in the room. There is no beach on site. You're in the jungle, a few minutes from downtown Tulum, and not on the sand at all. Instead, Secrets runs a shuttle about 15 to 20 minutes out to the beach club on the actual beach on the Caribbean. The shuttle system is easy, there's no reservations, you just show up at the pickup point and the van cycles regularly. The ride itself is fine. Sometimes you'll get an air-conditioned van, other times you may have a completely open-air bus. The beach club is compact, and this is clearly where everyone is actually during the day. The main resort pools felt quiet, but here, absolutely packed. It's basically a condensed slice of a resort right on the sand. Small infinity pool facing the ocean, a second pool behind it, a bar, a restaurant, and rows of loungers and day beds. Unlike other resorts, it's not on a massive stretch of empty beach, and it can feel full by late morning, especially in the preferred section, but it has great energy. The beach is that classic Riviera Maya turquoise, but it can be a little rough and there can be some seaweed, just like anywhere else on this coast. What you're really coming for, though, is the combination of beach, pool, view, and included food and drinks all in one spot. Although you can always walk to some of the world-famous beach clubs and hang out there if you wanted to, which is nice. Now, would we have preferred an on-site beach? Of course. But in real use, the routine of breakfast at the resort, shuttle out late morning, beach club for a few hours, then back to the jungle pools for sunset actually worked. It's not for hardcore beach people who want to roll out of bed right onto sand, but if you're pool first and beach second, it's a reasonable compromise. One thing to note, you can stay in a room that is right on the beach, but just so you know, those rooms are a lot more expensive, and you still can take the shuttle to get back to the resort if you wanted to. Now let's get into the part that makes or breaks an all-inclusive: food, drinks, and service. We weren't here for a full week, so we didn't hit every single restaurant, but we did get a good feel for the food by focusing on three: Jasmine, Portofino, and Blue Water Grill. Jasmine does double duty. It's usually a dinner spot, but if you're Preferred Club, that's also where you have your upgraded breakfast, so we never ended up eating at the main market cafe buffet. Portofino is the Italian restaurant we chose one night for dinner, and Blue Water Grill is their outdoor jungle restaurant where they grill and smoke everything right in the open. Overall, the food was solid Secrets quality. Not a book this resort just for the food situation, but we never had a bad meal. The real standout was breakfast at Jasmine for preferred guests, and I know I've heard really great things about their dinners as well. You get fresh squeezed juices, smoothies, and really good, more authentic Mexican breakfast. Think chilaquiles, huevos rancheros, and local dishes alongside lighter options. If you like starting your day with more than just pastries and scrambled eggs, you'll be very happy here. Portofino, the Italian spot, was decent, but if you only have a couple of nights, I'd honestly prioritize Jasmine or Blue Water Grill instead. Blue Water Grill is the most Tulum feeling of the three because of the setting. It's completely outdoors in the jungle with lots of smoke from the grill and that open air ambiance that makes you feel like you're at a jungle cookout. Just know it's weather dependent. If it's too rainy or too windy, it may be closed on the night you were hoping for. So when it's open though, it's absolutely worth a dinner for the grilled smoky flavor and that jungle atmosphere. Drink quality was pretty consistent. In the main bars, you'll get decent mixed drinks with mid-tier spirits. If you're particular about your tequila or your rum or certain drinks, the preferred club bar is your best bet. They stock better labels and the bartenders tend to be a little bit more polished there.
You've heard me talk about Bill as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live. And they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's three new credit cards, the Palladium card, Obsidian card, and Blue card. All three turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, Bilt cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Service is where our experience really shifted, though, once we hit the Preferred Club. Because I mentioned that check-in there felt like a proper VIP treatment. Cold AC, snacks laid out, and a full bar where you can start with an espresso martini or whatever you wanted while they handled everything. That's also where we met our concierge, Enrique. He didn't just hand us our keys and disappear. He grabbed some of our bags, walked us through the resort, pointed out the different pools and the restaurants, and then as soon as we got to the room, he created a WhatsApp group chat for us. So from that point on, we could message him for everything. Extra items for the room, questions about the schedule, help picking restaurants, you name it. And he actually responded pretty quickly. Where he really showed up was around checkout. As globalists, we usually get a 4 p.m. checkout at Hyatt properties. However, that differs at resorts. So although we couldn't get a super late checkout on our last day, Enrique set us up with a full game plan for us. He had the team hold our bags, told us we could head to the beach club and use everything there, and then come back and use the spa showers and facilities up to 5 p.m. to get cleaned up before our evening departure, since we had our own rental car. He basically gave us an extra bonus half day. He even managed the exit. He told us to message him when we were on the shuttle back to the beach club. When we pulled up to the lobby, our car was already pulled out, loaded with our luggage, keys in hand. We stepped off the shuttle, said thanks, got in the car, and drove off. It was one of the smoothest departures we've ever had at an all-inclusive. Enrique, in particular, made the stay feel like a true VIP experience, and I believe their entire concierge team was on top of it. Everywhere we went, we were constantly being checked on and met with a smile. So remember at the top when I said we stayed here for $0? Well, here's how we pulled it off. We paid for our stay with points. So our out-of-pocket cost was $0 outside from additional tips and transportation. Our nights here cost 25,000 Hyatt points each, and in general, you'll see Secrets Tulum price in a band of about 25,000 to 35,000 Hyatt points per night, depending on dates. So even if you don't already have a big Hyatt balance, if you have Chase points from Chase's various credit cards, Chase Ultimate Rewards as well as Bilt points both transfer directly to World of Hyatt at a one-to-one rate. So you can move those over and book a stay like this with just a few clicks. So if you want to learn how to stay in resorts around the world like this for pennies on the dollar and fly business class for the price of economy, I host a weekly travel podcast where we break down points and mile strategies step by step. Hit the link in the description or scan the QR code on the screen to check it out. So the real question here is, if we had to pay cash for this, would we? Well, if you're a pool person and you want that adults-only, all-inclusive setup, actually in Tulum with access to both town and beach, the answer is absolutely yes. The combination of striking architecture, more pools than you can count, a decent food lineup with a couple excellent standouts, and decent drinks delivers a strong vacation per dollar return. If you are a hardcore beach-first traveler who wants to be on the sand every waking minute, this is probably not where you want to focus your attention. You might be happier at a beachfront Secrets like Secrets Aku Mall, even though it's not in Tulum proper, or at a non-all-inclusive boutique hotel right on the Tulum beach. That being said, having the all-inclusive element really means you don't have to pay much attention to your budget. For points users, though, this is exactly the kind of resort where Hyatt loyalty shines. You're trading points for an experience that feels aspirational, Instagram-worthy, and genuinely relaxing without nickeling and diming. And if you can stack elite status perks on top, room upgrades, better lounge access, small touches, it gets even better. So here's a quick bonus tip that can save you real money. Directly outside the resort complex, across the street literally, there's a local pharmacy and convenience style shop. If you forget anything or run out of basics, go there instead of buying from the resort. You can grab things like sunscreen, after sun aloe, bug spray, basic painkillers, cold medicine, all sorts of things, and even simple first aid items for a fraction of what you'd pay at an all-inclusive gift shop. They even have things like raincoats, umbrellas, clothing, and other things you might need, especially if you get a stomach issue, also known as Montezuma's Revenge, or something like that. Now, I've stayed in Tulum more times than I can count, and most of the time, it's not in resorts at all. It is completely safe to leave the resort and walk the streets. Just walk out, cross over, grab what you need, and be back at the pool in just a few minutes. You still get the full luxury, adults-only, all-inclusive experience, but with an easy way to avoid those small, oops, I forgot this markups that add up over a few days. So this is definitely a place we come back to. If you're thinking about Tulum, hit subscribe so you don't miss the next video where I break down the best time to go and actually what months to absolutely avoid. See you on the next one.
Hi, I'm Mike Siegel, and man, oh man, do I love talking about travel. You think I'd get enough of it, touring the world as a stand-up comedian, or just going off on my own personal adventures around the world? No, when I get home, I still have to talk about it. That's how much I love travel. So every week I sit down with a friend, a travel expert, influencer, expat, or anyone from any walk of life who shares my passion for travel. So if you want to hear a fun, casual, off-the-cuff chat about travel from people who love it, listen to the Travel Tales podcast with me, Mike Siegel, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel Intend wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.